With oil, been standing on the platform. I think we know if it gets, there we go. And then Grace is going to pray a prayer of blessing. Sharon, at this time, we'll anoint each student with oil in the name of the Lord. Faith is going to be a fifth grader this year at South Bay Elementary School. Madison is on her way to college at Central Washington College in Ellensburg. Nathaniel is entering into his senior year, can you believe it, at Timberline High School. And Abigail is entering into the seventh grade at Chinook Middle School. My, don't they grow up quick. And Sarah is entering into, what grade will you be in? 10th grade. She'll be a sophomore at River Ridge High School. And so Grace is going to come now, and let's unite our prayer support with Grace as she leads us in prayer. Would you kind of stand in the center of the platform, please? There we go.
Okay, let's prepare our hearts and minds for prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for every one of your creations that you have given us. And we are thankful for the youth and the young people in our church. And Lord, today we bring each one of the students before you, that you would have an overwhelming protection surrounding them throughout their day. Lord, we just pray that you would fill their mind with your words and that the focus would be on you, that you would keep their mind from erroneous teachings, Lord, and that they would really be prepared academically, emotionally, and spiritually for each day and what it brings forth. Lord, I would ask that you strengthen them, that you would encourage them, and that you would keep them lifted to be a lighthouse before those around him or her. And Lord, we just ask your blessings upon each one of them. We know that you have a plan for each one of them in their lives, and it is a good plan. It is the best plan. May they search and seek in your word the plans that you have for them. May you be lifted up without them even saying a word. May your light shine about them to others, and that they may draw others to you. It's a hard world out there, a difficult world, and they need prayer each and every day. So, Lord, it is my prayer that everyone that knows these people and know you, that they would say a quick, short prayer each morning before these young people leave for school. And Lord, we just ask your blessings upon this service, that our eyes and ears would be open to your word, and we would engraft it and let it become so much a part of us that everything we see, everywhere we go, we see your hand in the situations. We also lift our country up, for these young students will be faced with decisions that are being made. And Lord, we just ask that, again, for them to be strong, to be courageous, and to use temperance in their presentation of all that they do. May their minds be open when erroneous teachings come across to them, and they cling to the truth, but cling to it with respect for those in authority over them. We ask for a successful year for them, that each day they will be eager to go home, do their studies, and then be able to apply what they have learned. We ask now that you would bless Dell and anoint him for this coming message as he speaks from your word. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let's give these students a nice round of applause, shall we?